Secretary Penny Pritzker has big plans for all the data coming out of the Commerce Department's agencies. To lead the new open data strategy, they've created a new position. They're currently taking applications for a chief data officer. Bruce Andrews is acting deputy secretary of commerce.
The Commerce Department, what we're trying to accomplish is figuring out how to unlock all of the data that we hold. The department is the premier data agency in the federal government, and we're a huge repository of data with everything from the Census Bureau, the National Weather Service, to things like the International Trade Administration, our economic analysis teams. So we hold this huge amount of data, and what we want to do is open it up and have a platform that makes it more accessible and more usable for the business community and for the public.
Now, what about data.gov? Because that is the official platform government-wide. Can you just sort of shovel it all over there and make a commerce chapter or channel?
We can, but one of the things that we want to do that's unique is build a platform that allows for better combining of all these various sets of data. One of the problems right now is our data is produced in various silos, but it's not always accessible in a combined form.
And if I think about the different commerce agencies that are data agencies, you've got the census, you've got all of the economic reporting agencies, and then you've got NOAA with weather data, a lot of different types of data. You're hiring a chief data officer. How are they supposed to look at all of this and standardize it?
That is the challenge, and that's our vision of what we want to do is make those sets more combinable, more useful, and frankly, to figure out how to take these diverse sets and make them more combinable so they're usable by the public and the business community.
That's a good point. Recently, I did some research just for something I talked about on the radio, and I looked up from the Census Bureau, which has a text file listing the estimated federal population, or government, I should say, United States population, going back to the beginning. And so I was wondering what it was at the outset of World War I and the outset of World War II. And then there was a whole different data source from another statistical online service that gave the number of people under uniform in each of those years. So I was trying to make a kind of a kludge of that data myself for an analysis. So what can you do to make things in more machine-readable formats? Because that population piece from Census was just a PDF.
Right. Well, that is one of our goals, is to figure out a way to bring all of the data sets together. One of the gems of the Commerce Department is NIST, which actually works on standards. And so one of the things we've talked about is how to potentially get NIST to look at standards for the formats of data that we use, or look for technological solutions so you can take them in various formats and make them combinable and searchable together.
And what do you want people to be able to do when all is said and done, either within the Commerce Department or the public?
We want to make this data accessible, and the great thing about America is the creativity and the ability of people to take this raw product and then use it for various uses. Let me give you an example. Nobody thought about, when the Weather Service started making their data available to the public, that there wasn't a clear direction of what it was going to be used for. And you now look at the multi-billion dollar weather enterprise that has been created around the data that the National Weather Service provides to the public. So our view is if we unlock all this data and make it available to the public, that will allow creativity and American ingenuity to take over and figure out various ways to use it.
One challenge, though, would be when you have data that is contiguous to, say, another agency or another department's data that would seem logical. I'm thinking of the Bureau of Labor Statistics information, which is also huge and goes way, way back, but it's coming from the Labor Department and not the Commerce Department. So how do you handle the idea of, say, you know, I'm an app developer, but I need information from two different sources?
So this has been one of the long-term goals of the White House, to figure out how to make all of the data across the federal government more accessible and, frankly, more usable in a holistic way. And we want to pull our piece of this together, but I think the vision over the long term is making all government data more usable and more accessible. And to your point, you know, being able to use various sets together, things that are not necessarily part of the Department of Commerce.
And at the Commerce Department, Department, besides a chief data officer to be sort of the boss of all of this, what other tools and resources or training do you need? Because you've already got the data. You've been collecting it for years.
We've got the data, but it's really taking it to the next level, which is how do you make it accessible, more accessible and portable, and in a way that it all fits together. And we're fortunate to have a fantastic team of people within our different bureaus. So within Census, within BEA, within NOAA, within ITA. But what we want to do is have somebody who combines them all together and brings them together as a team rather than just operating as individual bureaus.
We're speaking with Bruce Andrews. He's acting Deputy Secretary of Commerce. And you're also bringing in some private sector advice, too. Tell us about that.
One of the things that we're working very hard on the agency is to really emphasize customer focus and our customer service, and our various bureaus already do a good job. So Census, NOAA, they work with their customers and their stakeholder community every day to figure out what it is they can do to better tailor what they do to make it usable. But what we want to do is do that on a department-wide basis by creating a data advisory council. So it won't just focus on one set of data from one of our various bureaus, but really look across the organization and figure out, how do we deliver the data in a more usable and timely and accessible way? How do we make sure it's better utilized and shared with businesses and governments? How do we better anticipate customer need? We want to look at what is the future going to look like and how we make sure we are there delivering that in a collaborative way with the private sector.
It also sounds like you're rebranding the Commerce Department itself, though, because as you said, Census knows how to reach its audience and NOAA reaches its audience. But is this sort of an identity question for the department as a whole?
The department functions very well as a whole, but I think often people focus more on the parts. And it is to the extent we want the American people to understand what the Commerce Department does and all of the various pieces that comes together. So I think there's often a misunderstanding that we're just a holding company of a diverse set of different agencies rather than one that's focused on a series of very much shared missions.
Recently, over the last year, the National Institutes of Health has hired a similar chief data scientist. Is this part of a larger trend within the government? You had already mentioned that the White House has an agenda where data is concerned.
I believe it is, because I think as people look to the future, data has such a great value. And what the economic value it's created in society already with just the data that's currently available. And I do think there is a government-wide emphasis on that. And here at the department, it's particularly true. When Secretary Pritzker came in, one of the first things we did is we sat down and we created a strategic plan, our open for business agenda for the department. And one of the four key pillars of that agenda was data and how we better use that data. And I think part of that comes from her experience, Penny's experience in the private sector as someone, the businesses that she created and that she did, government data was critical to, and she actually never even knew that it was census data that she was using as she created new companies and products and services.
And so do you have contacts or some kind of way to talk to the developer community to make sure that you hear what they need and they hear what you've got?
That's one of the things we want to use with the advisory council, because we do it on an individual bureau basis. They work very closely with their various stakeholders, but we want to do it on an enterprise-wide way, because we think there's a way to create tremendous value for the private sector, to create tremendous value if they have access and the ability to use this data.
You're like the Procter & Gamble of data, in other words. You've got all these brands like Charmin and Tide. We'll say that's Census and NOAA, but really you want to sort to confederate all of this into something unified.
That's exactly right, because the having the data unified and accessible in a more common way, the more we can put together, that's the beauty of data. The more you can put together and make it accessible, the more value there is to the data, and frankly, the more value you can create among our stakeholders.
So what's your first move now?
So our first move is actually hiring this individual. And so we've already started having conversations, but we want to move very quickly, you know, as we say, move at the speed of business to get someone into the position and also get our data advisory council up and running. We are very focused on moving quickly and getting this person in place. And so we can continue the efforts, but with a leader at the department level.
What's the job description like? Have you written it yet?
We have, I would say we have a draft. I would not say it is final, but, you know, essentially it is looking for someone who has a real experience in the data world and working across an enterprise to figure out how to look at a common platform or a common architecture that can be built to bring all of these data sets together.